I got confronted for my onstage behavior this week.
I heard about that.
Yeah, I wasn't too happy.
I wouldn't be either.
I got confronted by a fellow comedian about
a fellow pursuing
my
dark
choice
arts.
Of words on stage. But it was funny because it's like that guy only sees me do open mics.
Yeah.
So it's like at an open mic, yeah, I'm going to be a little more aggressive than I am. Anyway.
No, it's true.
As soon as I said it, I was like, yeah, maybe I don't feel like
I mean, it's
dragging this up. Because he and I, we talked sense and we're fine.
That is an annoying thing. I mean, if someone came up and did the same thing to him.
That's what I said to him. I was like, dude, just try to imagine a scenario where I approach you about your material. It would never happen.
Yeah.
But it was funny. He was saying he couldn't get into festivals and clubs because he was gay.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude. It's unbelievable how backwards you have that.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you don't get into stuff like that because of your material. And I was like,
how can the two? Yeah.
I was like, well, yeah, kind of. But that doesn't mean my material is bad.
Yeah.
It just means festivals aren't looking for straight white guys talking about the truth in America.
True.
And how much blue lives matter.
True that, dude. They're not looking for. There's they're no one. There's no one. Be like, no, we need.
It's like, well, we have 7 Indian guys out of 20 comics.
Although,
possible.
dude, I mean, if I was a whatever the fuck you want to call it, like comedian manager, network manager, it's like, and not to compare your stuff obviously with Larry the Cable Guy, but like think about the Larry the Cable Guy demographic and how hard he fucking killed it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yo, check this. If you could come up with, like, I mean, what you have is funny comedy that's not, like, super liberal-washed. If you unleash that shit, it would fucking murder,
that
dude.
That fucking Harrisburg
it's
show
just,
I did.
It'll get too promoted. It'll get too, I don't know. I think after a while, someone is going to put 2 and 2 together and just be like, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Just right now, everyone's.
Hopefully.
I think so. Everyone right now is just kind of like.
What was funny is he cited this comedy festival, the DC Comedy Festival. He's like, I didn't even get into that. Or he was like, I didn't get into that. And I was like, you think it's because you're gay? And he was like, did you apply? I was like, no, I don't really apply to festivals anymore.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not getting into them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, that comedy festival reached out to me. It was like, would you headline? I was like, yes, dude. I almost screenshotted it and sent it to him. Be like, look what my material got me.
Oh, my God.
They reached out to me and are paying me.
That's fucking hilarious.
I didn't pay to not get into it.
Yeah, and I think, like I said, I think over time, the more you just, if you just keep killing it, it's like people have to be like, yeah, fuck, fine. It's just network stuff, man. With the
networking and comedy.
Yeah.
Fucking brutal.
There's that, and they're just like, you know, if anything big comes about, there's an army of people to be like, you know what he said one time?
No, oh, God. That's like, why, dude, we've got a red button on this podcast, dude. If I get anything.
I have it all backed up.
It's fucking gone.
I have it all backed up. I'm backing it all up on my old computer.
Enjoy the podcast while it lasts, because
exactly.
I'm hitting the eject button quick on this
thing. Oh, yeah, dude. This thing will fucking smolder in the ruins.
I'll burn this thing. I don't give a fuck, dude.
No, I'm going to save it all on my computer and just have it.
Good.
And then just kind of start doing everything.
Just blackmail me in 20 years?
No doubt, dude. No fucking doubt. I'm going to come up with sexual assault allegations and
you
be like.
You've got a good case.
I've got my dick grabbed. Hell yeah. I thought about this today.
I've grabbed your dick a couple times.
I was actually waiting for the first, like, lacrosse team bro dick grab that, like, gets into Me Too realm where he's like, he grabbed my dick and thought it was a joke and it wasn't funny.
Dude, my high school got in trouble for hazing. So fucking funny.
Wait, what happened was that?
They got in trouble because every year you go to a team camp and this was, I think it was at Gettysburg.
Yeah.
And, like, the seniors brought the freshmen into this room and they would, like, ask them 3 questions, and if they got it wrong, if they got it right, they would get a slice of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And if they got it wrong, they had to reach in a different box. And a kid had his dick through the pizza. They had to grab a senior's dick.
Well, it's like, dude, that
hard. Like, the news got a hold of it. Like, they got in trouble. It's,
I mean, there's
great
people in Papua New Guinea who are, like, blowing their elders. So it's like,
yeah,
that's
true.
It's,
when
it's,
you
it's
put
a,
it that way.
You got to show a young boy your fucking, what
yeah,
you're working
let
with.
Your boys.
Yeah, you got to be like, hey, grab my fucking dick through this pizza, dude.
Yeah,
it's a
welcome to the team.
Rite of passage.
It's a team bonding experience.
We have no rites of passage, dude. So what? If you've got to see a fucking dude's dick, if you're a guy and you're like, it's like, shut up. Grab his fucking dick.
Yeah, that sucks.
Toss the ball around the horn, dude. Lax life.
Unfortunately, that is right. I mean, it's definitely weird that that kid was doing that. It's funny as fuck. It's hilarious.
So funny.
So funny. But it sucks that there was a teammate, like an underclassman, that reported that.
Sucks.
That sucks. That he probably wanted to try football.
Yeah.
He definitely wasn't a fucking bro.
He wasn't bro enough.
Grabbed a dick and was like, oh, I feel different. And he told on him. And that's, and the kid who did it was...
Kid actually, I think, is directing the upcoming Transformers, dude.
Yeah, probably.
The kid who blew the whistle, dude. He's shout out to CastBox for boosting up our fucking CastBox. Ratings, dude.
We'll see if that holds. It has held the last couple of days.
I have no idea.
The numbers are back, dude. We thought we were peasants.
Yep, and CastBox apparently has brought us to the masses.
Around August, our numbers just dropped out of fucking... From, like, thousands of listeners to, like, 200. And it was like, oh, shit, we're peasants.
Yep.
And now the numbers are back.
Well, they did the hosting service you used.
They reported our numbers.
They redid their whole system to, you know, report stats. Yeah. And then it fucking skyrocketed last week.
So we don't even know how many listeners we're reaching. We totally haven't known confused, since dude. The summer.
Yeah, we have
and
no
now
idea.
We're back. Now we know we're reaching the
That's
masses.
What makes this podcast so secret, dude. We have no idea. This could be syndicated for all we know. We don't know.
Dude, this podcast is secret because, number one, we don't fucking really advertise for it.
True that.
Or, like, push it on anybody outside of our fucking Facebook.
True that.
We just let the boys spread the word, dude. Mm-hmm. We're like Jews.
Yeah, we are.
We're not trying to spread the gospel.
Nope.
It's, we just know the truth. We
you
have
can't
it.
Get in, too.
No one's allowed in here. And, oh, my God, this was hilarious. This lady that just got hired at Helium is an Asian lady. And she's
as what?
As, like, important. She's high up. She, like, runs a department or something. And the manager introduced me to her and was like, yeah, he also has a really good podcast. And she was like, oh, what's the name of the podcast? I was like, nah, don't worry about it. Some fucking Asian lady. Every episode is like, oh, me sorry. Oh, I'm a stupid Chinese.
You're all in there. She's going to kick you in the shin.
So far, like, every single person that's asked me what the name of the podcast is has been like a black chick, like an Asian lady. It's always like, oh, gay dude's like, oh, you have a podcast? Cool. What's it called? I'm like, I have fucking nothing, dude. Don't worry. It's nothing. Don't even worry about it. Yeah.
It's a lot funny when people listen to you and they go, yeah, listen to your podcast. It's kind of wild, man. And you're like, yeah. Like, wow. You're like, yeah.
You guys are crazy.
My aunt shares it. And I'm like, I hope to God no one at her work fucking is like, what's this?
Oh, my God.
She's going to get fired.
Yeah, when people share it, I'm just like, you're crazy.
I know.
You have a life. But a good Catholic episode for the people out there to
repent.
Repent and please stop coming. What are we at time? We got to be at
110. I started it. We're around there. We're at 2 hours and 6 minutes, but only because I started it like an hour.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know where we're at, but we're there.
That's enough.
We hit it.
Yeah, that's it. Suck our dicks.
What you got?
Nothing, dude. This is my... Oh, shit. We're getting close, bro.
Oh.
We're getting close.
Shane Yulson.
Yeah,
about to make
see.
The about to hit the fucking Oregon Trail.
We got three more... We only got three left where I live in Philly. Three more podcasts. To answer all the haters' questions... No, everybody that listens is like, oh, shit, you're moving. Like, you got to keep the cast going.
Yeah.
The cast is going to keep going. I'm going to be in Philly all the time.
We're going to twerk it out.
We're going to, don't worry, dude. The secret podcast is going nowhere.
I might do a couple Bill Burr MMPs, dude.
You might.
Down here like, and another thing.
Like, I miss Shane.
I'm going to shut up a Shane dummy and be like, no, dude, you fucking globalists are real, dude. Fuck you. And then to speak into your mic and be like, you won't even know the difference, dude.
True. The fuck was I gonna say?
New York.
Oh yeah, the only way the secret podcast gets axed is if I get any form of
what secret podcast, dude?
True.
What are you talking about?
If I get anything,
that's why it's a secret podcast.
There's a red button on this thing that we delete every single episode.
I have the nuclear codes, dude.
True.
All you have to do is send me the number.
It's like when people get hired somewhere, they just go back and delete all their tweets.
Yeah.
There's a lot on this podcast I need to get rid of.
Yep. I'm gonna hold on to it. And blackmail with you.
There's a lot of things on
like
there.
Like Shane, I'm in the Bahamas. I need another 100,000, dude.
Yeah,
or
right.
I'm going to delete the cast.
Dude. There's no level of fame I can reach where.
Shane, I'm at Sunoco. I need another 20 bucks, nah, dude.
My ultimate. That was one thing Miguel asked me on his podcast. He was like, what do you want to get out of stand up? I was like, health insurance.
Yeah. I talked to people about that and they're like, that's bullshit. You have to shoot for the moon. If it's like,
nah.
Okay.
I just want to headline clubs and.
Give me health insurance.
Get health insurance.
That's a fucking reasonable goal, dude.
That's what I want.
That's how you do it.
I'm not out here like, I want to tell the truth.
I just want to be here.
Yeah. Nah, dude.
Nah.
Just give me a decent enough following that I can get some good crowds.
Like, just
stand-up.
Give you a house that you can chuck your own party at, dude.
Yeah.
People can fucking.
Uh-huh.
You want to throw to the Kentucky Derby, dude.
And then
dude.
I want to start doing heroin.
There you go. Perfect.
But it's like.
Jesus Christ.
I just don't get it. And
I
didn't even in the thread. I wasn't even like defending Jordan Peterson.
Summoned you, dude.
What?
He just summoned you and tagged. He just he melded you into Jordan Peterson, Rogan, and then Gillis, dude.
True. He did fucking king make me. But jeez. Also, it's like, I wasn't even in there defending Jordan Peterson. I was just like, why are you guys, like, if you think he's this fucking complete loser.
Don't listen to
then
him.
Then shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe, yeah, say he's a complete loser, but, like, listen to it, if that's going to be your take. Listen to what he says a little. But I mean, whatever.
They don't, dude, it's just, I'm telling you, I've watched.
I didn't think I was going to end up.
I've watched 30 hours of his shit. All he's saying is that just work on taking care of yourself. You can't change the world. You can work on yourself. And then people hear that and they go, man, I went away again myself. Or they just read a New York Times article and go, witches? What an idiot. And it's like, all right, man. Whatever.
But you're gonna shake his hand tomorrow.
I get to
face the Lord.
I can't fucking wait, dude.
Jordan Peterson, you're gonna see him.
I'm gonna frame the picture. It's gonna be blown up in my fucking house.
What you should do.
See, a lot of people are getting ashamed of him, dude. Because I have that one extra ticket, dude. And a lot of people are like, I can't do it. I'm like, hey, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was gonna say we should give it to O'Connor, but after last night's display, he's out.
You think you're gonna kick him out? Bring him in, dude.
Fuck that.
Bring him into the fold.
He's sitting there like drunk, yelling at me that Jordan Peterson's a retard. I was like, all right, that's fine. I don't care.
It chaps my ass when they call him like a pop psychologist. He's like, dude, if you study psychology, he's cited in like hundreds of studies. But I digress, dude. Whatever.
I do think he's the problem. In my opinion, what's happening, he's definitely getting overexposed right now.
Yeah.
He's doing too much. He's doing too much, and that's leaving him vulnerable because he's doing hours and hours of talks.
I know.
He's going to say a ton of dumb shit.
Yeah.
And like I said, I was like, listen to our podcast for 5 fucking minutes. Dude, you and me are done politically.
Remember when one time we had to do like a small interview with that paper before the show we did that one time, the Ziegler show?
Oh.
I remember, no, not even that. Remember, okay, I'm going to take you back again. Post Digital Graffiti, when that lady, that reporter came and talked to us. Dude, I said so much shit that I was like, I hope she doesn't put this in here.
Oh my God.
You give me like a cider.
Yeah.
And you put me in a room and you're like, what do you think about this? I'm fired from everything, dude.
We did a show
Toast. I can't, dude.
You make fun of people pretty harshly. And this chick came and interviewed us. And it was like, we were sitting there after the show. So we're all fucking high and mighty.
Show went well.
Yeah, drinking. So she's like, what do you think about like PC culture? I'm like, fuck that shit. Like,
it's fucking
gay.
I got into this weird wormhole. I don't even remember what I was explaining. And it's something to do with race. And I just was saying it so badly.
Yeah.
And I remember you looking at me and I'm like, no.
Interviewed sucks.
Imagine the New York Times, like, who also are really actually trying to pick with your words. It's like,
if somebody tried to write a hit piece on me, it wouldn't be that hard. It'd be like, this guy's a fucking piece of shit.
It wouldn't be hard, dude.
But I did that interview here. I told you about that a couple weeks ago.
Someone wrote a hit piece on me, it would end up with me being like Anthony Weiner in jail, dude. Like, it would
If somebody explained what I was up to, it wouldn't be like, oh, I don't like him. It'd be like, we got to get rid of this guy.
Yeah.
I did an interview like 3 weeks ago.
Where is that?
I don't know. I haven't looked for it.
I need to see that.
It's going to be so embarrassing.
It's going to be great.
Dude, I literally woke up at 12. The interview was at like 12:15.
Is it a hit piece?
In my living room.
You think it's a hit piece?
It could be a hit piece because they were like, so I was sitting there like eating Chinese food during the interview. I'd be like, you mind if we get you like some pictures of like you eating the Chinese food? I was like, no, dude. Like, I think they were trying to encapsulate how much of a...
They probably were just like, oh, this is funny. This guy's eating Chinese food.
I was wearing my fucking camouflage sheets.
What was the publication?
I have no idea. There's going to be no details about this.
Dude, I have to see. I'll find it.
But
our fucking... Our army of 73 or 74 sometimes, depending. It'll...
Oh, shit. We lost one?
We always... It goes up and down, dude. It goes up and down.
Anyway, subscribe to the Reddit, dude. Join the Reddit.
Yes.
And we're not going to tell you how to do it. It's the secret Reddit.
Dude. MS Secret Podcast, dude.
Yeah, you told him.
Or you can do hashtag Chat Nation, however you want to get there.
But, getting interviewed is, like the 4 or 5 interviews I've done, every single time I come out looking like a fucking idiot.
It's hard.
Yeah. Especially talking about comedy.
Yeah.
Because no matter what, you're going to sound like a pretentious douche.
Yeah. When you're like, yeah, just one day at a time.
Oh, just grinding.
I'm just like outside of like a lot of different stuff.
Like, I try not to talk politics and stuff on stage, and I just try. I mean, it's important to be funny.
Yeah,
it's important to be funny. That's it.
At the end of the day, you're just fucking around. People take you seriously.
Yeah,
that sucks. Yeah. I fucking sucks, dude.
And then anytime I talk comedy on this podcast, I feel like a fucking idiot.
People like hearing it. I've had people before. I've had people before being like, "I love hearing you guys talk about stand up," and people are genuinely interested. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So you were rolling. You fucking choked a guy in front of your sensei.
You got my first tap.
That's good. That's what you should tell Jordan. Tomorrow.
That I
like I wouldn't tell him you should not tell him that you haven't been jerking off because of him.
I might. I'm gonna tell him I'm quitting porn.
You should say both. You could say, Jordan, it's nice to meet you. I haven't jerked off in 9 days. Also, I choked a guy at jiu-jitsu last week.
And I think it's because of you.
All because
I'm a wave man like Kanye, dude. I don't fuck with facts. I'm pure just ideas and flow, dude. So it's like I felt it shift for this one. I'm
you
like,
could feel the wave.
I felt the wave.
You ride the wave. You and Kanye.
Dude.
So you're done with Alex Jones?
Huh?
You're done with Alex Jones?
I'll listen to him. I listen to Alex Jones. He's a donkey. Pure entertainment.
He's a donkey.
Yeah, I just think he's. I mean, I don't know. He is a jackass, but he is so fucking funny. But he's
just
called
Alex Jones a jackass.
He's a jackass.
Oh,
but,
man,
but
Matt.
he is. But he has called a lot of stuff. He has called a lot of stuff that has become mainstream news. Mm-hmm. You know, he's tomorrow's news. Today's just like me.
You're next year's news today.
He's tip of the spear. I am. I'm next. Actually, Alex Jones does say that. He goes, "We're next year's news."
Oh, really? He says that? Yeah. Oh, God.
He's big on right now. He's big on attacking the Pope. He's like, "I'm just saying it. He's a goddamn pedophile."
You hate the Pope.
A lot of the fucking archbishops resigned, dude.
I know, in Chile.
Yeah.
I saw that. In Chile.
But was that because that he said it's okay to be gay?
I think it was.
The Pope said, he's
I know. Yeah, I saw that,
God
too.
Made you that way.
Yeah.
And the bishops are probably like. Alex Jones' take on that was tough, dude.
What was his?
He's like, he's trying to say that they made you way. You made them gay because you touched them. And like, he like went full in on that. And people were just like, he goes, "I don't care anymore. I'm going out," dude. It was.
Well, white nationalists don't like Catholics.
Yeah, it's true.
So he's just.
No, Alex Jones is a Christian, bro.
Catholic.
Oh, they don't
Christians.
Like yeah, how do Catholics get oppressed by white nationalists?
Because. What do you mean?
I guess because the Irish are a lot of, there's a lot of Irish Catholics.
There's Irish and Italians.
They're oppressible too.
Irish and Italians.
Highly oppressible.
We are immigrants.
True that.
And so, yeah, a lot like the Klan doesn't like Catholics. A lot of the.
Wait, so I'm oppressed?
Yeah, we're oppressed.
Yes.
First off, the Irish were slaves. That was a funny part. In that, goddamn, in that debate, in that bunk debate,
mm-hmm.
there was a part where. Stephen Fry was like, "We've all been slaves throughout human history," and then the black dude was like, "That was chattel slavery. It's a lot different." So it's funny that like,
my slavery is worse than your.
My slavery is worse than your slavery is literally his argument, and it's like, dude, don't do that. I would take. You know, this is gonna be a hot take, but like, I'd rather take 1860s slavery versus. 11 AD.
That's not a hot take, dude. That's a fair take, dude.
I would take 1860 fucking slavery over like living back
I mean,
then.
Shit. I mean, that's for shit. Sure. In the present moment, yeah, but then it's like if you have 1860 slavery, you're still, you know,
1860
what I mean?
Slavery
fresher.
Would not have been fun to be a part of.
I mean,
of.
Dude, when they talk about galley slaves, like the Arabians would. They would steal white guys.
Now we're on to slavery, dude. We're hitting it.
Dude, we're fucking sliding into home, dude. When they talk about, like, the Arabians.
This is the first podcast that gets deleted, if I get anything in New York, by the way.
This episode?
The whole podcast gets deleted, but this is a rough episode.
This isn't bad, dude.
I don't want to be
a
part of this.
You got the fear in you, dude. You got to stand amongst
the Marxists have me.
You got to stand in the galleys of black conservatives.
Yeah, but I'm trying to. I know I'm trying to become a black conservative, but. I'm also, in my life, trying to get into a leftist career.
What the fuck am I doing? Same thing.
You're out here on the fringes. I'm going into the dude. I'm going into New York City. That's shit. The fucking belly of the fucking liberal beast.
Shane, I'm gonna fully hit you with a vision. You're gonna. I mean, the dark side is definitely enticing you for sure, dude. I mean, I know you don't watch the originals, but it's called The Hollow. It's just like blue light that like feeds you with all your fantasies. You don't watch vampire shows, but. Black conservatism is going to destroy the SJWs.
So I need to latch on. I should join black conservatism.
Do you. I'm just saying do you. Because I know I've... You can't go full lib. Your DNA just prevents you, dude. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry to tell you. You just... You won't be able to do it. I mean, Matt, you'd have to get to the point where you'd be at Good Good and be like so stoked on Good Good Theater and be like, yeah, we need this. And like, you'll never reach it, dude. You'll never reach that.
No, I won't. Dude, I'm not going to be that liberal. I'm not going to be that guy. I'm
you
not
should
gonna
just be yourself.
I'm not going to be Dairy Queen on the fucking internet.
Yeah.
Fucking calling people sexist and racist.
You're just going to, you're saying you're just going to go into shadows a little bit. You're just going to
just
fall back.
No, I'm still going to.
I don't think, I think you're incapable of it.
Yeah, I don't think I can.
I think you're incapable. So I think you just have to be yourself. As long as you know you don't have hate in your heart, dude, you have nothing to worry about.
Thank you.
More guys like Leo Dunstan come out, dude.
Thank you.
Dude, we'll be fine.
We're doing
They're going to flip the script, dude. Because, I mean, in this, you think...
you are full Alex Jones, dude.
You think...
They're going to flip the script. You don't have hate in your heart. It's like, it's the blue light. It's a blue light from my vampire shows.
You think,
and I watch it.
You think, dude, I think I could if you put me in there for 3 hours.
You should see Matt's hand movements right now. And his, you're going full Alex Jones. You're werewolfing into Alex Jones right now.
If you, oh man, how do I think of this? So you're, like I was talking about the galley slaves, and how you were saying, like, you think it's a hot take that it's better to be a 1860s slave versus a 1400s.
Probably, yeah.
Dude, I'll go if you were like a 1500s like Arabian galley slave,
yeah, just
you weren't allowed out of the boat. You just rode and rode and shit and pissed where you're at. It was, you were just chained to a bench, then you died.
Yeah, you're an engine.
That was it, dude. So it's like, yo, they
probably got pretty jacked.
I mean, that was must have been sick, dude. Just fucking.
Every once in a while,
I can't even fathom.
Every once in a while, when the boat was in port, you'd probably stop and just be like, "Damn, dude, I'm fucking."
I'm fucking jacked, bro.
I am jacked.
You think let those dogs out?
No, I'm saying when the boat docked.
Oh, when you're stopped?
Still, you're still in the. Once you're done rowing, you just sit back and be like, "Holy shit, dude, I am yoked."
Yeah, but they weren't feeding you like muscle milk, dude. You're eating like sand and seawater.
I'm gonna fucking flex and bust out of this.
You were at least ripped. Your bulk might not have been there, but you were ripped. But my whole thing, my prediction, the thing that's going to take black conservatism over the edge is, like, black conservatism speaks to conspiracy. Like, they can spin a conspiratorial thing that I think will get a lot of black dudes to switch. To be like, yo, you've been fooled this whole time, bro. And it's like, and
black people love conspiracies.
You can check the facts. I mean, everyone does. And they, but yeah, but this is like a, this is just a better conspiracy theory to latch onto. And a lot of it's backed up by better facts. So
do you think,
like,
perhaps you are latching onto a conspiracy theory?
Which one? I'm battling a lot of them right now, bro. I mean, which one are we talking about here?
True. But yeah, I think this has been a heated...
This has been pretty much a bunk debate. This is the bunk debate.
Like, I mean,
is it bunk debate or bunk debate?
Bunk.
Okay, bunk debate.
I think you can put this up to... this is a similar level of intellectual debate.
You're definitely Michael Dyson, dude.
I am Michael Dyson. As the great... Canadian philosopher Aubrey Drake Graham once said, in this debate, this guy thinks it's so funny to do that, and it's so fucking annoying.
So lame. Well,
it's like the fine philosopher Beyonce Knowles.
Shut the fuck up with that.
It's like your jokes are corny as fuck.
But people just laugh, dude.
Stick to being a race baiter.
Exactly.
Don't fucking do that.
My whole thing, I feel for you though, man. If going up to New York and you're worried about, like, you know, because it just sucks.
It happened here in Philly. I got called a fucking.
By who?
Everyone.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not
true.
Liberal enough here.
Yeah, but like...
Women's Facebook group shitting on me. Fucking... I've been excommunicated from the alt-left theaters.
Are you totally cut off now?
I haven't been there since...
Gotcha.
Yeah, I haven't been there in months.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that like if somebody...
I'm friends with all those guys individually.
Somebody books you there? If a certain somebody books you there?
They did. That was the last time I was there. A black lady...
I was talking about more like McKeevee. McKeevee was doing his show there.
Oh, he booked me there every time.
But they, you know.
That was before.
The more credits you have, the less they mind your political
for sure.
leaning. So
for sure.
It's like, they had fucking Rich Voss there, and they're like, oh, sweet, thanks.
Yeah, I brought him.
Known N-word user. Dude. Yeah.
I brought Big J. Oakerson there, and I brought Rich Voss there.
For sure.
And they were both stoked to have him.
Yep.
And then
yeah,
I did a couple Asian jokes. And a couple Chinamen got upset with me.
You're not saying nothing Margaret Cho hasn't said, bro.
No, it doesn't matter. And there was nothing there for me anyway. So it doesn't matter. I've no ill will towards
but
them.
But it does, like I said, it's scary going into a thing where you're like, you know, can someone find this and blackball me with this? But it's
for
like,
sure. But I'm not getting any jobs where...
But it's one of those things, though, when if they do that, it just launches you to a whole other population.
Yeah, if I just stick to doing stand-up...
People dig you just more.
If I just do stand-up, I'm fine.
Exactly.
But, you know...
Hey.
We're here.
Don't
we're
fear, dude. You we're can't. You can't fear them, dude.
Tell me more, dude.
I'm black tapped, man. I'm tapped out. You gotta watch. I'll send you my guys. I watch, dude.
What are we at time wise?
We're at an hour 06, dude. Hour we're all 06. Good. All
right.
We did it, dude. Tony, this is great. This is great.
This is a good one.
Yeah, this is great.
So you're not coming. You're saving in your cum.
Saving my cum for JP.
You're saving
tomorrow.
Your cum so you can be fully alert for JP.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna literally. I'll be like 1,000 eyes tomorrow just watching.
I might get drunk.
You should.